Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You always ask these questions that I do not know the answers to.
May the 4th. Because Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you, right?
May the 4th be with you.
420. I mean, there are a lot of kind of unofficial Super Bowl. Monday after the Super Bowl ought to be a federal holiday.
Super Bowl should be.
Well, on a Sunday, but I mean, like
National
Monday,
championship
get people
game,
off
college basketball should be.
So yeah, I agree.
On a Monday night.
So, Keyshawn Johnson and Gary from New Jersey.
Plus size Gary.
We're getting
Gary.
Into it. Gary, go ahead. You were upset with how Key painted, well, it's Key's turn. Gary's upset with how Key framed LeBron going back to Cleveland as though it was some altruistic thing.
Max? See, Max isn't listening. We're here, Gary.
No, Key was about to respond when we left. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gary.
I want Gary to stick around to finish explaining in a very
short
period of
time. No, I'm going to stick around. And then he ended up leaving Cleveland because Kyrie left. He could win a championship, went to a bigger market, and surrounded himself with more high power franchise players Anthony Davis and all the other players. He's just chasing Michael Jordan.
No,
all
of the above may be very true in your estimate of what LeBron James
in my
is
world. Okay.
In your world. However,
correct.
I believe the young man's name was Brandon from Tennessee. What Brandon said was these athletes that don't respect the fan base in the loyalty, and they chase money. In my rebuttal, if you were listening, which I think you were because you listened to the show and support us, and I appreciate it, is that LeBron James left to chase money. And that wasn't the case. LeBron James left Cleveland because of the inability of the front office to surround him with players to help him win a championship after – basically carrying Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, and Jay Will as it stands now to a championship as a puppy and losing, he couldn't tolerate it anymore. So he made a decision to take a look at other teams across the NBA, landing in Miami with the Big Three, guaranteeing, like many athletes do, they feel good about their situation, that they're going to win multiple championships. It failed the first year, and then they ran off two. He leaves there to go back to his city in which he was not far from removed, born in Akron, Ohio, not far from Cleveland, and made a decision that he was going to help them win a championship, something that the city of Cleveland has never done. And he said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to show you, and I'm not going to pay attention to Dan Gilbert's disrespect at a very large level, by the way, if you remember, disrespecting publicly about LeBron James when he made the decision. But LeBron was the bigger guy, stepped up to the plate, and made the decision, won a championship, left for greater pastures here in Los Angeles because he not only wanted his son to go to Sierra Canyon High School as he joined Lakers, he also is heavily involved in the entertainment space. The capital of entertainment is Los Angeles. Yep. So that's – I'm giving you real timelines of why he did what he did. It wasn't to chase money.
It doesn't matter – like. Gary's objecting to.
I'm giving it to Gary.
I get it.
Gary wanted to say.
The point is, Gary's objecting to. He doesn't think that's what animated LeBron's decision, really. But the real point is, who cares? These are the facts. This is what happened. He did bring the first championship to Cleveland. He did bring the first championship to the Lakers since Kobe in the year of Kobe's tragic passing when he said this franchise is in good hands. Those things happened.
Did Gary think that? Gary, are you there? Is that what you thought?
No, I'm here. No, I'm not saying that. Listen, I'm not saying that he left because of money. You know, that's not my point.
Well, that's what I was explaining. But that's what I was explaining to Brandon. You jumped me and said I'm giving him a pass in excuses. I was explaining to Brandon who said the athletes leave for money. That's That's all.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't leave for money. But he started this whole three-headed monster, and I think part of what he did is basically, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, is that he changed the whole outcome of the NBA. And to me, in my opinion, he destroyed it. Michael Jordan didn't leave. Michael Jordan made everybody around him better.
Gary in New Jersey, we heard you've got plenty. You've had plenty of time to express yourself.
So
I appreciate the point.
No. Jay want to get in with this dude.
No. Jay's. Do you want to get in with this dude, or are you ready to move on?
I wanted to get in because we were talking about players and money.
Okay.
And it brought me to what Patrick Beverly said the other day. And I read, quote, "Most teammates I know who don't love basketball are really the blanking good ones, are the most skilled ones. It's the wildest blank in the world. Preparation is different when you got so much skill. You could just show up to the game and get a blanking 30, 40. That might work against other teams who aren't that good, but you can't do that in the playoffs." End quote. So it leads to the conversation, Key, where he says 50% of NBA players don't love basketball. I mean, here's my interpretation of that. Welcome to the real world, Pat Beverly. 50% of people, even higher percentage of that, 75, 80, 90% of people don't like their jobs. They do it for the money. So, look, I love basketball. Did I love making money? You're damn right. I loved both. There are certain people that may love basketball more than making money. I'm cool with that. That's your prerogative. If you love making money more than playing basketball.
Yeah, it's a free country.
Cool with that, too. Well, I don't have anything wrong with that statement at all.
Yeah, I love playing on Sundays for free. And practice is where I made my money. Mm. Playing in the game, I could have. There was no practice, and they said show up on Sunday and do it for free. Not a problem. I'll do it for free, show up on Sunday. But them 4 days during the week? Hell no. You're going to have to pay me for practice because it ain't fun.
And also Sunday, you're not showing
up. You can pay
Sunday
me for every game I play because we be playing four or five games
a week
in the NBA.
Well, I got all the money during the course of the week, Max.
Listen, there's an old expression.
Come on, man.
You don't choose your profession.
Listen, don't hear.
Your profession chooses you. You know, like, and that applies to athletes also. If you have a chance, if your DNA, work ethic, whatever it is, gives you the chance to go into a highly lucrative profession that's also very glamorous, chances are it's where you're going to wind up, right? I mean, like, your profession chooses you, especially if you're very tall. If you're you wind up in the NBA. It doesn't mean everyone has to love it to the same degree.
Well, I mean, look, I play with a guy who got a big contract who I know didn't love basketball, but at the end of the day, am I supposed to look down upon him for financially achieving something that he has never had an opportunity to do in his life before for him and his family? Because, I need you to get in the gym more. Okay, I mean, look, at the end of the day, that's why you have general managers. That's why you have team presidents to evaluate talent, to say, what is your work ethic? It's not my job.
Did you love it, Jay?
I love it. I still love it, Key.
Would you have played for free?
In the NBA? I mean, no, I would like to have gotten paid, but I still play for free now.
No, I'm not going anywhere with this, Max.
The fact is, if you really boil it down for fans listening and you think, oh, guys should give up money to win championships, stuff like that, it should be for the love of the game. If you're in the NBA, to the point that you made about your teammate who maybe should have practiced more and would have been an even better player, you're in the NBA or the NFL, you're already on a very popular TV show. And winning a championship, not in terms of the imagination of sports fans, but in reality, is just an even more popular TV show for which you get paid much less. So if there's someone who sees himself as a professional but isn't necessarily in love with it but can play in the NBA, why should they kill themselves to play on a more popular TV show for less money? For them, it's not a rational choice.
It all depends on where you're at in your career as far as I'm concerned. When you start off a certain way and you're chasing the money or you're chasing championships, it just depends on where you're at in your career. Because for me, getting drafted as high as I was, my goal was to chase a championship. Because, you get the cool little money, whatever, but I'm chasing a championship. And as I chase that championship, I come up against having the opportunity to get the money at the same time I get the championship. After I get the championship and I get the money, I will play for less to chase another championship because I'm already secured. I'm good. So now I'm chasing the rings. I want to find a better place if that is the case, where I have an opportunity to go get a championship. When I became a free agent, when I left the Dallas Cowboys and I went to the Carolina Panthers, who just lost to Seattle in the NFC Championship game, they was a receiver away. I get there, the team fall apart, everybody getting hurt, all those sort of things. So you do accept less money to chase championships. It just depends
once
on
you get
when
where,
you
yeah,
end
right.
your career.
Once you have financial security, now you can chase other things. Benjamin in L.A., you're on KJM.
Benny!
What's up, what's up? Hey, man, Keyshawn, you out here preaching and teaching like Malcolm X this morning, man. Well, you already know, man. But now I just want to say a couple things, bro. First, I want to say, like, the whole little situation with the Elgin Baylor thing, he did get a ring, Max. They did give him a ring, you know what I'm saying? But then also with LeBron, LeBron went to terrible teams. Even Miami wasn't good like that when he went to those teams, you know what I'm saying? So people need to quit saying all that. Like, he went to terrible teams and made them great. So then also, you know, as far as AD, I feel like AD, you know, if Paul Gasol got his jersey retired in L.A., they pretty much got to put ADs up there too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, I just want to – can y'all even hear me?
Oh, yeah, we just letting you cook.
Okay, y'all all silent right now.
No, because we're not interrupting you.
I know you used to people stepping on you, but we're not going to do you like that.
Well,
already, man. But let me say this too. The bubble, bro, it was a hard time for everybody, but everybody had to go to work. But I think that basketball court, and Jay, you know this, and Keyshawn, you know this, playing in football, that on that field, on that court, it's a safe haven from everything that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, T.J. Warren was hitting for 50 in the bubble. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of different to me. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, as far as AD, I mean, he's
different,
a top 75
easier?
Player.
Different, like, easier?
I ain't want, you know, because if you say easier, then it's going to minimize the championship. So I don't want to say, but I'm like, when you get on that court, you're not thinking about all that other stuff. Even though we know it's going on, you know what I'm saying? But you get on that court, you just tap in. So when you got a player like LeBron, a player like Jimmy Butler, who they telling their teams, like, hey, we zoning in on this, what's going on this court. Everything else going on, we ain't even thinking about that right now. You can tap in. And like I said, T.J. Warren was hit for 50.
Yeah, but, dog, see, I think it was harder. I think sometimes we forget, like, the purest form of basketball, man. It's like, go back to those AAU tournaments where you got, like, 50 teams in a three-day span. You got, like, 20 teams in the same gym. You're playing those round robin tournaments. Just straight basketball, man. Figure it out. Level playing field for everybody. No excuses. The best team wins. Seven games here, just win.
If it's easier for everyone, then it's easier for no one. If it's harder for everyone, then it's harder for no one. It was the same thing for everyone, and the Lakers won.
Jay, did you win any Ron Robbins?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that going somewhere?
Was that?
I just didn't know it was Ron Robin.
What, you thought it was Robin Rounds?
No, I didn't know it was Ron. I didn't know.
Oh, Ron, like the name Ron?
I said Round Robin.
You thought there was some dude named Ron Robbins who came up with this idea?
No, you said Ron.
Oh, Ron. Oh, you said Ron.
You said Ron Robbins. I don't know what Ron Robbins is.
Ron Robbins used to play in the NBA, in the ABA, man.
No, I asked you, did you win any Ron Robbins when you played basketball?
I'm pretty sure Ron Robbins played second base for
those Ron Robin tournaments.
Kansas City Royals back in the day.
Sorry to
listen,
say Ron.
Listen, hey, Jay, you want to hear it real quick?
Round. Playing those Ron Robin tournaments.
Oh, I did say Ron Robbins.
Ron Robbins.
Hey, I had to pull a U, like you do me.
You said
you know,
playing
I
those Ron Robin tournaments.
You said fire out of the nose this morning.
Yes,
and then you said, you know what really peed me?
Fire coming out of their nose.
And then you say, you know what really peed me?
Yes, not because peed. I didn't realize I could say a certain word, so I switched it right at the beginning. That's all.
Well, you should practice saying the word before
Ron
we come
Robin
on the air.
Tournaments. Well, you know Ron is Tony's brother, you know?
Tony Robbins, okay, yeah, he's going to sell
thing,
you something.
From the hood, it's the same. Same
no,
pants,
Tony Robbins
grease,
isn't selling you anything, right? Isn't that the guy who's selling stuff or whatever? You can get rich off of this?
Lakers Warriors are tonight. It is time for Jay's game plan.
It is.
And Ron Robbins.
And Ron Robbins will have something to do with it. KJM.
Playing those Ron Robbins tournaments.
South Central.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
LeBron says AD will have his jersey retired. And as Key points out, that's partly predictive. He's you know, pumping his guy up. Look, he's going to do great things. But then we got to talking. Maybe he's already done enough to have his jersey retired. And then a lot of people wanted to talk about that. 888-SAY-ESPN. But, Jay, Lakers versus Warriors is tonight. And I understand you have a game plan.
So, for the Los Angeles Lakers, I think you have to continue their guards, how they defend pick and roll action with Anthony Davis is going to be critical tonight. Like I said earlier in the show, the Golden State Warriors, out of the teams remaining left in the playoffs, run the least amount of pick and rolls because of their continuity, perpetual motion offense, correct? So as we see a new diet of pick and roll offense, you will see Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, and a lot of to remove guys like Anthony Davis away from protecting the rim, which on their original scouting report in game one, on every down screen, they just chased with bigger guards and they funneled them due to their size of likes of Vanderbilt for Steph Curry into the sides and the length of Anthony Davis. So I think you're going to see them remove AD from the paint, extend, increase the tempo of the game. That's what we saw in the last, I want to say, 8-9 minutes of the game when they went on that 14-0 run. And I think you're going to see the Golden State Warriors go small with a lot higher dosage of Draymond Green at the five. For the Lakers, I think the Lakers have to continue to pound them inside. Golden State might give you a variety of defenses. You might see different types of zone because the tendency sometimes with the Lakers is to become inconsistent and to become content just settling for outside jump shots. As soon as I see the Lakers take three or four jump shots in a row, I'm saying no. Get back to pounding the ball. Post up LeBron James on Andrew Wiggins. Get him going. AD, find a way to get to the free throw line. Let's continue to have that same free throw discrepancy that we had in the first game. I think you saw 50, it was like 29 free throw attempts as opposed to 6 for the Golden State Warriors, who don't have a good track record of getting to the free throw line. And the same thing with the rebound margin, 59 to 29, continue to pound them, get second chance points. If the Lakers can do that, I think they will be in a solid position, have a chance to win this game down the stretch.
It sounds like the extra possessions because of the what you're doing on the glass plus the extra trips to the free throw line cancel out the extra points that the Warriors are getting from deep, and then it becomes just an issue of who's executing that better, right?
Exactly.
That makes sense to me.
To me,
and that's
too.
The only game tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, even just bringing Anthony Davis out of the paint, it's not that he can't do a defensive job out in space. It's that you want him in the paint if you're the Lakers.
And what does that do? That gives Kevon Looney, who is a great offensive rebounder, more opportunity to get those offensive rebounds.
Is it my imagination or has Kevon Looney reached a new level in these playoffs?
No, he's on a different level. I think the challenge with him defensively is that his feet are very slow to guard
KD. I mean, AD.
The guard AD laterally, right? So I think what you'll see is instead of – look, AD made a lot of jump shots. But let's be honest. The more you can get AD to settle for jump shots, the better off you are, right? So I think you'll see a lot more stunning at him. I think you'll see a variety of looks. And I think they'll change up the way Draymond Green, who will guard him at times, will try to get up underneath Anthony Davis. And then you'll see people dig in from the weak sides on those drives.
Give him
and
something to think about. Yeah.
It allows guys like D'Lo, Dennis, okay, settle for jump shots. The more they can get the Lakers to settle for jump shots, it gets them more into an exchange of three-point shot for three-point shot, which plays into the pace that Golden State's going to want for
and
this game.
And also just make AD was good when he's decisive offensively. You make him just pause for a second, maybe that does something.
But I think for as good as the Lakers played, Golden State had a chance to win the game down the stretch.
All right. Listen.
Listen.
They're now playing every other day, right? Who's that favor?
Golden State. I mean, you heard Dennis Schroeder was talking about it. Stephen Curry moves for 23 seconds out of the 24-second shot clock. So think about the energy that is required to guard him. You saw Vanderbilt. You saw Schroeder picking him up the full length of the court. So you're trying to deny him to get the ball out of his hands, and then he just goes into his motion via offensively. And by the way, even if you were to bring Jordan Poole, I think you'll see a higher dosage of Jordan Poole and step in the game together, because now you have two dynamic guards that can do things off the dribble and look for AD to be involved in those pick and rolls towards the strong side with Steph on that strong side. So you'll be able to do a lot more exchange action into pick and rolls and movement to get him the ball earlier.
Like Schroeder trying to chase around Steph like that, the way you describe it, it's like you're a corner on a great wideout, and the team's got a great offensive line, so they got all day, right? You've got to chase them all around. Eventually, he's going to wear you out.
And there's no stoppage in play, right?
Joe in Ohio, you're on KJM.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, so I just got two things I wanted to talk about real quick. The first one is I agree with Max on disinterested and uninterested. Mm-hmm. The second thing is the whole LeBron narrative, right? So, like, we talk about what happened. He left Cleveland. He goes to Miami. He goes to L.A. But what we never talk about is what didn't happen, right? So, and I think we should be judging him on that versus what actually happened. So he leaves Cleveland to go to Miami. But instead of going after a max contract and imposing his will on the organization, saying, I'm leaving and you're going to be left with nothing unless you go get players and pay me, right? I'm going to take my max, go get my players. Here's who I want. Instead, he waits till the last minute to announce to the world that he's leaving to go to Miami, goes to Miami, does his thing, loses talent, goes back to Cleveland. And the whole argument about sticking it to Dan Gilbert kind of goes away because you went back after you got your apology. And at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, right? Because he's getting his money, he's getting his rings, and he's doing what he has to do. So in my mind, I always sit back and wonder and go, what could have been with LeBron James if he imposed his will on an organization? You know what I mean? Told him, look, I'm leaving, I'm out unless you go get me X, Y, and Z. And then could he have had maybe one more ring by now? I mean, we'll never know. And I think the dichotomy of the situation is completely different and complex, and we don't probably know enough about it behind the scenes. But I feel like I look at LeBron as less than MJ because of how the situation was handled.
I don't care
right?
about
hey, Joe, like, the fact that Joe has anything Joe, to do with he him did, and MJ. Joe, he did tell the organization to go get players. That's one of the – they went and got him like Antoine Jameson.
They wouldn't trade J.J. Hickson in a package for Amari Stoudemire. Come on.
Right, yeah. No, I agree with all that, right? Like, I 100% agree with that. But what I'm saying is like, after that season was over, he didn't go to the organization and say, look, I'm leaving for another team unless you go get me. This is who I want, that's who I want, and this is who I want. Which he did with Cleveland when he came back. He did that in Miami when planning the thing with D-Wade.
But he had already did it in Cleveland, and they put up the stop sign on him. They put their hand out and said, hold on, we're running this organization.
Right, but he never said, I'm leaving if you don't.
Well, you don't have knowledge of that.
You don't know that.
Listen, I'm never going to penalize a guy for – you don't choose where you're drafted, all that. After 7 years in one spot, you want to go play with your best friends on South Beach and win championships? I'm supposed to be mad at you?
Sometimes it really frustrates me sometimes because, first off, look how good the Heat organization is from top to bottom. Ownership. A president and general manager and Pat Riley, an elite coach. You don't think there's anything for LeBron James to learn with playing with a first-class organization and then bringing that experience back to Cleveland?
Then he brought it back home. Come on. And won a championship. People are really reaching with LeBron. Something happened in baseball yesterday, by the way, that has people up in arms. Oh, the unwritten rules, KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
So, KJM, ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Wander Franco, talking about baseball now. Runner on third base, two outs. This is Tampa Bay. Wander Franco plays for the Rays, who are very good. Runner on third base and two outs, seventh inning. Okay? So there it is. Runner on third, two outs, seventh inning. Pirates outfielder Brian Reynolds hit a 103.2-mile-an-hour one-hopper back up the middle. So there's a guy on third. He hits it hard back up the middle. Franco was perfectly positioned to field the ball. You got to field this cleanly or that, you know, if you don't get that out of first base, that run's going to score from third base with two outs. But he's perfect position to field it, so he gets to it, and he had plenty of time to transfer the ball to his right hand and throw out Yandy Diaz to first base, or throw to Yandy Diaz, the first baseman, before Brian Reynolds could get down the line. So what he did was, in the transfer, first he brought it from his mitt to his right hand, his throwing hand, and before he threw it, he tossed it up in the air to himself and caught it. So it's in his right hand, and he does a little toss up in the air and catches it, and then throws it, kind of spins it, and then throws it to first base. Oh, the unwritten rules. Oh, baseball fans, some of them, are furious. Oh, the unwritten rules. Where are you guys on this?
I think it's cool. Toss that ball. Because I know Reynolds is not going to beat my arm. I know I got it. Hop over the bag. I'm easy. I rocket step. I toss it in the air. I wind up, I deliver. He's not going to beat my throw.
And the ball was hit so hard, it got to you
I'm taking my time. Yep. Many players do this. If you pay attention, they may not toss it up in the air, but they pat it, double clutch it, and then throw it. He just happened to toss it in the air, spin it, catch it, and throw it.
But I think now, the idea is there's a little more risk once it leaves your hand and you're spinning it up
it's
in the
no,
air.
There may be risk, but my hand-eye coordination is the best in the world, man. I'm not worried about that. Plus, I know, based on my scouting report, he's not going to beat my throw to the bag. I know this. I'm willing to take that chance.
It's two things, Key. And, Jay, it's two things. It's one, there's a little more risk. I mean, Ricky Henderson used to do a snatch catch where he would catch the ball and then kind of snap it out of the air and slam his glove against his leg, right? But this is not only taking that little extra risk, but it's in addition to that showing up the runner, and there's a big thing about that.
Your mic isn't working, Jay.
Something happened just then. How about now?
Yeah, his mic isn't working. But look, it's not showing up the runner.
Jay's mic is out.
At the end, it's this unwritten rule. Baseball is boring unless you really are into it. Like me, I could get over it being boring because I could entertain myself when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
But it's boring.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah, agreed. I just grew up with it, so I love it. Yeah.
They want to take the excitement out of it because it's like this old, crusty 1958 sport, right? Or even further than that. But it's this old, crusty sport where everything has to be the same, that we don't want any change. Stop it. You want to increase viewership? You want to increase the viewership and the revenue stream and all of that? Stop acting like this is the 1920s.
I agree with that. And the whole unwritten rules, depending on where you are. The unwritten rules are different in America and Japan and the Caribbean, right? Like they're all in Latin America. There's all different kinds of unwritten rules. But part of it, I think, is because baseball is so difficult, right? To hit a ball, you know, it's one of the reasons, Key, you were a good baseball player. Man, you go into football because it's unpredictable how you develop in baseball, how long it takes, all that kind of
stuff.
No,
I went into football because I didn't want to ride a Greyhound bus to every city for $2,500 a year.
Because it takes minor league training, no matter how good you are in baseball. So I think it's because it's such a humbling sport. People are like, man, it's hard enough. When you show someone up, I think that plays into it. When you show someone up, it's like, man,
please give
hard
me
enough
more,
without that.
Please give me more storylines to follow in baseball. Please make it
entertaining. Yeah.
Please let things go viral. I mean, it's like when LeBron James caught the ball in the wing one game, I think it was a couple of years ago, where the defense had come out and he actually spun the ball to himself like he was shooting a free throw because he was open for that long. Like, that thing went viral. I like stuff like that. Give me a little showmanship. Like, have some fun with it. And by the way, if your skill is elite enough that you can do it, do it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Who cares?
In hoops, you know, in hoops where they cross them over and the dude fall, you
look at him before you shoot
him. Look at him and then you go, boom.
Yes.
And like, come on, man,
and
stop.
Part of the entertainment is that you're like, boy, he better not mess up the play now and the run scores. That's part of the reason you're watching. Like,
yes.
Ooh, he took that risk.
It's like crossing somebody over. It don't matter if you missed the J.
Yeah, they
and
fell down.
You can't
down.
Yank him, and the guy falls, and you look at him, you miss a jumper. Now that's whack, bro. You got to make it. So my thing is, like, yo, if you can do it, make the play.
Sports
you made
is
it.
An entertainment product.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the competition is part of the entertainment.
The more baseball is framed that way, the more I am apt to pay attention to it more. Like, I
all
pay attention to it because it's our job. But when things like that or, like, the pitch clock, I'm like, oh, now you got me on the edge of my seat. Now there's actually – there's detail, there's nuance to this that's different than what it's been before.
I like Franco. I like Tatis. I like all of those type of guys. I like Mookie Betts. Give me something. Even to the point where you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, pitchers stand at the mound. Well, they can't do it anymore because of the clock. But pitchers used to stand at the mound, check the rubber, get the bag, do all the little
How
lick their
this?
Fingers, get back in the state. I mean, they do everything back in the day.
How about this, Key? Willie Mays, who – there are a couple different players with arguments they're the greatest of all time. Willie Mays is one of them, right? Willie Mays used to wear a hat one size too big because he would make these spectacular catches in the outfield, but it looked really good when the hat came flying off, right? Like, that's a version of that, right? You see Willie Mays flying through the outfield to get a ball and the hat flies off. It's like, oh, my God, it looks extra. What's the difference?
Yeah, and one player, you may not know him, Jay, or may know, but it was like way before your time, Ozzie Smith. Mm-hmm. Ozzie Smith would run out of the dugout and do a backflip right in between the grass and shortstop, in the shortstop space on the dirt. Boom, backflip. Like, that's – you people, I would tune in just to see it.
Yeah.
Ooh, Dodgers player. Oh, I want to see it. Never tried to attempt it, though. Too tall.
Ricky Henderson was my favorite player. You know, when I was a kid, you have different favorite players,
man.
Like Greg Nettles, Ozzie Smith. I used to love the guys who made great defensive plays. When Ricky Henderson got traded to the Yankees, I told you, the snatch catch. He was, you know, the stolen base champ, and he was the greatest leadoff man ever. And he would catch the ball and snatch it out of the air and bang it against his thigh. And it was always like, as long as he doesn't drop it, he never did.
Yeah, Dusty Baker, Jay. Left field, Dodger Stadium, before the game, they would throw out thousands of packets of bubble gum, like Yumma, Bubba, Bubba, Yumma, all that stuff. And the games would be delayed because the bat boy's got to come out and sweep everything up. He would blow bubbles. He's a fly ball, and he'd blow on a bubble, catch the fly ball.
Hey, you remember Mark Fidrick, the Bird? They called him the Bird. He only was in Detroit for a couple of years, but I think he was Rookie of the Year. He had a great season one year. And he, in fact, wasn't doing this, but it looked like he used to talk to the ball. In between, that became a thing. I remember this from when I was like 7, 8 years old, whatever it was. I remember this 40 years because it was something different. To your point, Jay, I remember the bird talking to the ball. That was, you know, it doesn't. The idea that this hurts the sport is far fetched. All right, your calls after Key has this from Granger.
Well, I don't
have it, but that's okay. I know I have it, but it doesn't say the time that Max just gave me, but I'll read it anyway. Right. They get a freebie. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, there's a commitment to being your safety partner, and it also can help you keep your facility safe and your people safe. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Warriors host the Lakers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. KJM. People want to talk LeBron, Major League Baseball, and the unwritten rules. Dominic in South Carolina, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Guys, thank you for having me. I was in my car driving. I'm just thinking about the, you know, the four major sports, you know, basketball, football, hockey, baseball. And I feel like each one of those sports has an identity. You know, football's got, you know, just a limited amount of games, which makes it easier as a casual fan to follow. Basketball has, I think, more stars in any sport that make it easier to follow. You could name a bunch of basketball players. Hockey, they got the fast pace, you know, even the fighting aspect of it. But baseball doesn't really have an identity. And I think, just like he was saying and Jay was saying, like, to make it more interesting, throw some, you know, like, I love, as a casual fan, I'm trying to follow baseball, but, like, casual fan, that live mic of the outfielders and stuff like that. I mean, I absolutely love listening to the players as during, you know, the game's going on, to pay attention to them. And I just wanted to get your take on, you know, the what you can do to make baseball more attractive to the casual fan.
I think they're doing it. I think the pitch clock is doing it.
Yeah,
like,
speeding up the game.
Yeah. They look. The shift, they couldn't beat the shift. They weren't trying to beat it, whatever. Okay, so you know what? You modify the shift. You don't let them always do it. Batting averages go up. Games are taking too long. You put a clock. Time is way down by a half hour, right? There are things you could do. You can manipulate the rules. The reason the NFL is so successful, really, in my view, more than anything, is that the genesis of American football were the deans of the Ivy League schools getting together and saying, "Why?" This is in Sal Powell's book, How Football Explains America. Why aren't people coming to these soccer matches and rugby matches? I have an idea. Let's change the rules to make it something that people like more. So football is intentionally created as a consumer sport. And so Key, the rules committee, is really a vestige of that. They get together and they're constantly looking, how can we make this sport better? And so they do.
Yeah, they have over the last several years just constantly making changes to make it better. It's a little bit better now, but when you start talking about the fun part of it, just allow people to have fun. Like, and allow the players without people, not necessarily the league, but outsiders complaining about stuff that really doesn't matter. Like, just let them play baseball and have fun. It's a kid's sport that you love playing. And let them be kids even though they're grown.
Right. That's, you know what, especially baseball. That's a great point. Baseball for years, like one of the BS lines that the owners of teams who, you know, like the super rich had influence in the press and stuff like that with writers and newspapers. One of the lines they used to use about players' salaries, why you're playing a child's game. You ought to be happy to be getting this $50,000 to play a child's game, like before free agency. But that is part of what is what one of the reasons we do like sports, because you get to do the fun thing from when we were kids at the highest possible level. So let them have fun. Like, that's well, what it's fun to play. It should be fun to watch.
Can you make the other argument, though? Like, every athlete's, especially professional athlete stage, there is a juncture where it's not fun anymore as much, right? Like, it becomes so, like, when I see people actually enjoying the game,
it harkens back to that.
I appreciate it more. I'm like, oh, please bring me back to when I was a kid. Please give me more moments, because the training, the relentless effort that it takes to be great, it turns more into a work-like scenario than it does a child-like scenario.
They haven't lost that wonderment.
Yes, but they reward it, appreciate
it. But that also is part of organization and coaches that you deal with. If you're dealing with coaches that take the fun out, you don't want to play anymore. You know, people are like, oh, man, he doesn't look like he's having any fun. Yeah, you wouldn't have any fun. You're dealing with this dude over here who's a jack you know what anyway. So it's all about those sort of things. And that's why you see players, especially in football, they like, man, I'm checked out. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to play for this guy because he's taking the fun out of it. You know, and if you can't have fun doing it and everything is a rule and you can't do this and – you can't wear your socks this way, and everybody has to have uniform code. One of the best things the NBA did, Jay, is let everybody just wear their shoes.
Just
whatever color
stuff
you want to. If you want to wear the aqua green and your uniforms are gold, wear them. No one cares.
Stacy is waiting on the line.
Hey, Stace.
Great show, guys. I got a couple key points I want to talk about. First, with the Franco move, I loved it. It's like, remember when we were growing up and we played kickball and you had that real slow runner and you wait till they almost get to first base and then you hit them with the ball?
Yeah.
That's what Franco's move remind me of. Is that? And then I agree with Jay with LeBron. LeBron went to Miami. He watched how to do it. He watched Dwayne Wade. He watched Pat Riley. He watched from the bottom to the top. And he left early because he obtained that information. He said, okay, I know how to get it done in Cleveland now.
Stacey, so always have some pro-Miami propaganda. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, he watched this. And then he even took some of our players. He took Miller. He took Chalmers. He took a few. He tried to get Dwayne Wade to come over there and get a championship with him and stay with him at that in the first run. I'm like, okay. I hated him for it, but I still love LeBron today because he does so much for the community. But and then my last point, Keyshawn, how do you think you can say peed on the air, but you can't say peeve?
How do I think
you said you thought you couldn't say the other word, but you said peed.
No, I got caught, but I got caught. There's a certain word that I almost said that I couldn't say on the air. And so I got caught in the middle and I kind of, you know, I tried to just switch it up real quick. And that's why I came out that way. But Jay notices everything. That's why I had to notice Ron Robin versus Round Robin.
And they brothers.
Ron
Robbins and Tony Robbins, they brothers. Same thing.
Ron Robbins.
Fire coming out of their nose.
Coming out of the nose. You said
we have a little fun on
this show.
You said peed
after you said fire coming out of the nose. And you be saying stuff with so much conviction, though. That's what I love about you.
But I'm not wrong about fire coming out of the nostrils.
Hmm. I guess so.
How am I wrong?
You could take a little.
Who's to say that I'm wrong? Who is that that says that?
Well, as you know, Key, I'm the one who decides these things.
You know, that's come on, arbiter. Now. I'm not going to sit up and let somebody that I have no idea who wrote these rules that you can't say certain things.
Yeah, the unwritten rules, like in baseball, Key, unwritten rules.
If I want to use T.O., or if I want to use the number two when I'm writing something.
Nope.
Why can't I do that if that's what I choose to do?
No, one of the things I don't like actually is, and LeBron said it recently, he said people are now think it's dominate instead of dominant. He's one of the most dominate players. No, it's dominant.
Who says
players.
Dominate players?
I thought I heard LeBron say dominate Diggs.
Yeah, I don't
hear
that one.
Yep. And I see it in text messages.
Word
I'll tell you something else.
Here. Yeah, to be, guys a, like you
to be a part of something is not APART. It's A space PART. People don't know that because of texting anymore.
I thought they were apart from each other.
What's that?
Apart from each
other. Right, right. But people use it to mean a part
Jay,
of something.
I'm just trying to fit into the four corners, you know? One, two, three,
different
four.
Data points.
Just trying to fit
Keyshawn
in.
Keyshawn J. Willa Max back just tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.